What do you think is the single most important thing we could do to change King's Heath, to improve it?
I think the community here in King's Heath, they have like a good will, a good intention to make the participation inclusive, also for children and young people. So I've seen that many of children and young people, they actually have willingness to join, but I don't know whether we need something more to attract them. Or
I think for me, it would be parking, obviously, because people can't park, and get rid of the graffiti. It's all over the place. We'll deal with the people who are actually doing it, and maybe just make it a bit cleaner.
Oh, I don't know. I like this, though. This is a good idea. People getting out of their houses and they meet their neighbours and stuff as well, don't they?
Yeah.
So you don't, you know, these days you don't often meet your neighbours along the road. But this sort of thing where you close the road and everyone comes out together, that I think would make a big difference. Because then you know the people on your street, don't you?
Slowing down on roads like Grange Road.
They travel far too fast down there, you know, and that would help. Yeah, all those the side roads, you know, that people use to avoid the high street.
Yeah,
it'd be great to have some kind of bypass for the high street, so that the traffic that weren't staying could go through without getting in the way of the people who are shopping or walking or living in the area. Obviously, some of the larger derelict buildings, it would be lovely if they could be reclaimed and used in a really positive way.
More music.
Eh?
More music. Makes people feel good, don't it?
Do you want about here, or is he talking specifically about the two areas?
Anything you want.
Get rid of half the pretentious idiots live in Mosel.
Because there's a lot of street rubbish, which is really, you know, just makes the place look really grotty, you know, on the streets and stuff.
For your age, or...?
Because we've heard there's activities on it. I don't know if you're involved with the Highbury Park.
There's things going on. I mean, there's Parts for Play that do a lot of stuff. They've got an event on today, actually.
Oh, have they? Because it doesn't seem to be advertised anywhere.
Less rubbish, because there's rubbish on the floor.
I would like more trees in more streets. That's what I'd like. So I'm sure there's room in Anderson Road. It's a nice broad road. I don't understand why we can't have trees in the streets.
Well, I think it's hard to talk about King's Heath and Moseley without considering the A435, which is the Alster Road that runs between the two. I think in both areas it's got quite a different character, quite a lot narrower and more congested in King's Heath, a bit faster and wider in Moseley. And so I think to me what would make the most difference is a sense that that space, that road, was as much for pedestrians and people on bikes as it is for people in cars.
Minimising heavy traffic, I think.
Right.
In the sense that I don't think it would be feasible or sensible for businesses in the area to kind of pedestrianise the high street, for example.
Yeah.
But I think whatever you could do to minimise...
More music.
What?
More music. Makes people feel good, don't it?
Do you want about here, or is he talking specifically about the two areas?
Anything you want.
Get rid of half the pretentious idiots live in Mosel.
More independent shops, so perhaps slightly cheaper rents, so that people who want to start an independent shop can take the risk.
To less of the fast food shops. I think there's far too many fast food shops. And one of my biggest bugbear is the amount of money lending and pawn shops, such as cash converters. I think we could do with less of them on the high street, because it doesn't entice the right kind of people into there, and people who are struggling end up sort of selling things.
I don't know. I think it's a great place anyway.
Okay, great.
There's nothing really I could say to improve, really.
I don't know. I think the village square has been very useful, because it makes it feel like a community, and all the events that are put on. There's so much going on, but not many people know about it, so I don't know how we let people know what's going on.